I was teaching tonight on the junior high class, and I knew I had the devotional, and I think this is the first time I've been looking so much to do the devotional, you know, because I've been teaching the junior high, and it didn't feel as easy as it was doing the devotional. But anyways, let me tell you a secret from myself. I don't like, or I don't feel too, I don't know, I feel maybe, I don't know what the word would be, maybe weird to listen to my own recordings when I preach, okay, if that makes sense, because I know I'm going to start picking up on things that I don't like about myself, and so I feel like, oh, why did I say that? So I start feeling bad, you know, and then, but if I do that with a good attitude, with a good intention to become a better, you know, better preacher, I think it's a good practice to do, okay?
Amen.
Go over those mistakes you make in order for you to improve. It's okay.
Yes.
All right? Go through this little personal embarrassment in order to don't make those mistakes again. And this is called, you know, self-examination.
Yes.
Now, when you think about this blind man that Jesus met once, and he told him, you know, he put mud on his eyes, and he sent him to the pool of Siloam to wash his face, get the mud out of his eyes. What do you think was the first thing he saw when he was washing his face in that water? It was most likely his own reflection. Very interesting, because he's never seen since he was born. First thing he sees is himself. Very interesting. Okay? It's a good point for us to be able to look at ourselves first. Okay? Because if we do not have a right... we're not the Christians we ought to be ourselves. We cannot do anything else to please God. Okay, we need to start with ourselves, then start with our families, and then, you know, move out. Okay, but it starts with ourselves, with self-examination. Notice Galatians 6, 1 through 4, what it says. It says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness." Look at this. Considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. You see, self-examination, you're first. Okay? Look at yourself. Be careful when you do this. Look at yourself. Now, verse 2. "Bear one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Now, verse 3. Look at this. "If anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself." We can fall into that mistake. What's going to keep us away from not being deceived by our own selves? Self-examination. Okay? Because if I don't look at myself, I might think I'm someone else. Okay? And I'll be self-deceived. That would be the word. But then notice verse 4. "But let each one examine his own work." Let each one examine his own work. So it is my responsibility and it is my duty to examine myself first, lest I be deceived or lest I fall. Okay, so this is the message for tonight, for this invitation, that we examine ourselves. That we begin with our own minds, with our own thoughts. If you think about it, when we think about repentance, it only takes for a person to reflect long enough about his own deeds for him to be able to repent, or she to be able to repent. It takes us some time, but to be able to look inside at our sins, how we have offended God, and then that's going to give us the opportunity to repent. Okay, reflection, self-examination. Remember James 1:23? Self-examination is so powerful that James tells us, "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, and then he goes away and he forgets how the way he looked." But we need to look ourselves in the mirror and not forget the way we look, so that we can better ourselves. And all of us have that opportunity to better ourselves. Okay, no one here can say, "Well, we don't make mistakes," because we do. Okay, when I became a parent, I told you, I learned a good lesson. that there's not a perfect parent. Okay, that's my first lesson when I became a parent. And we can apply this to many aspects of life. What I want to tell you tonight, if you're not a Christian, remember it's important what the Bible says. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay? Romans 10:17. Now, Jesus also said, therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Okay? John 8:34. Also, in the book of Acts, we learn in Acts 3:19, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 3:19. And then the confession. We must confess that Jesus is who He claimed to be. Deity, the Son of God, the Savior. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth one confesses into salvation. Romans 10:10. And finally, to be baptized. Remember that Ethiopian nobleman, when he called to be baptized, as they went down the road, he said, well, here's water, what hinders me from being baptized? Acts 8:36. So they both went down into the water, and Philip baptized this man. If you're not a Christian, this is what you need to do to be saved. If you are a Christian already, and you need to examine yourselves as well, well, please examine yourself, and if there's any way we can pray for you for any mistake you think we might, you might need to ask forgiveness in public, we will happily do that while we stand and while we sing this song.